In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sermon for the last Sunday in the church year is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" Thus far the text. When God preaches into your ears, repent and believe, do you know what is meant? Now the answer to that question can be plainly given, possibly even without concern. Yeah, sure, I get it. I know what repent and believe means. Or, no, sorry, I'm unfamiliar with this language. Again, those answers can be given, possibly without concern. But one of those answers should cause concern. If you actually said, "No, I don't get it," first of all, thank you for your honesty. But then the question that that response begs is, aren't you concerned that you don't get it? And the follow-up question to this then is, aren't you wanting to find out how you can come to understand those words of Holy Scripture? You might even answer no to that. But here is where the Holy Scripture should get your attention. Because just as today's gospel text was an attention getter when it was preached by the Lord Jesus Christ back then, he inspired it to be written to get your attention today. Christ tells a parable of 10 virgins, 5 prepared and 5 unprepared. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Within the parable, the kingdom of heaven is the church. And the Lord Jesus Christ proclaims that there are 2 kinds of people in the church: wise virgins and foolish virgins. In the 4th century, Augustine once asked, kind of the obvious question that anybody who would read the text asks, what clue is there that you can tell the difference between the two, since both are virgins and both carry lamps? And the answer, it is only whether the oil is present or missing. Now, there is always a hesitancy at giving exact meaning to the parables used within the Holy Scriptures, and rightly so, for to apply something improperly is to possibly create a heresy and to mislead the hearers in an errant direction. But within this text, it is quite clear that the element that separated the wise virgins from the foolish virgins, again, is only whether the oil is present or missing. It's quite safe to say that the oil is the key ingredient that keeps the lamp burning. Holy Scripture elsewhere proclaims, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And why is the word such a lamp? and a light, but that it puts forth the one who is the key to the Holy Scriptures, the Word made flesh, Christ crucified for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. To not have the all-important oil is to not have the supply of the Word through which the Holy Spirit works. And because the Word of God also delivers to man the truth of the sacraments of holy baptism, holy absolution, and holy communion, because those are means through which the Holy Spirit works, because His Word empowers them, it is safe to say that where one is supplied with the Word, one is supplied with the holy sacraments as well. So to clarify this altogether, to reject the oil is to despise and reject the supply of God's holy words and sacraments through which the Holy Spirit works in creating and sustaining faith. And now it hits home, literally. Now the separation is made clear by the word of Christ Himself. Are you prepared with God's word and sacraments through which the Holy Spirit works? Are you supplied with them? Do you realize what their content is? The content of God's word and sacraments is Christ. All 10 virgins were virgins because they were accounted righteous because of what Christ crucified had finished for them for the forgiveness of their sins. They had their lamps, which utilized the oil in them. They had God's word and sacraments supplied to them, which is how they were accounted righteous for Christ's sake. But then it happens, as it happens in our lives. Time. While the bridegroom tarried, that is, while he remained patient, giving fallen man time to be brought to repentance, while the bridegroom tarried, all 10 virgins slumbered and slept. It wasn't about them keeping themselves pure. They all failed. They all couldn't save themselves. If it were based upon them keeping themselves pure and righteous, them keeping the vigil, then they were all doomed. And so it goes with all of mankind. No one can keep themselves perfect. You cannot even get a start down the pure and perfect road because your fallen, sinful flesh is tainted from the get-go, straight out of the womb. What a great proclamation of the total depravity of man. Not one virgin was pure by their own doing. My fellow Christians, that should be a bit of relief to you. Christ identifies you with the virgins, for you too are in the church, not by any merit or worthiness in yourselves. It's the oil. That is the good stuff. That is God's word and sacraments through which the Holy Spirit works, creating faith and sustaining faith. God created faith is a faith in which He is always bringing about repentance and belief. A repentant faith is one where you are brought to not trust in yourselves in any way. God's word kills and makes alive through his word, through his law and his gospel contained in the word. So just how important are God's word and sacraments then, when they are the very thing through which the Holy Spirit works, creating and sustaining God-given faith? And friends, in Christ, I am not the one bringing this all-important message to your ears. It is the word of God proclaimed through his holy office. God Almighty is making the equation to keep you prepared. The oil is the word and the sacraments of God through which the Holy Spirit works, and those means of grace deliver Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins, creating and sustaining repentant faith. Without them, there is no flame to be had on the lamp. The lamp doesn't matter if the supply of the very content who lights the way is rejected. Yes, you too, like the virgins, will get tired. As he tarries, as he is patient, you will get tired along the way. You too will drift away in your sinful doubt of God. In your sinful flesh, the old Adam within you still drags you away to break each of the commandments daily. But here it comes. Here comes the Holy Gospel that strikes the old man's reason as unreasonable. When it comes to salvation, it isn't about you doing the Ten Commandments. You cannot and never will. As Luther declared, the law says, do this, and it is never done. The gospel says, believe this, for it is already done. When it comes to the salvation that God supplies, it's about what has been finished for you by Christ the crucified. There is no other salvation. That is the oil which God supplies through his word and sacraments. That is the oil which he supplies, through which the Holy Spirit brings about ongoing repentance and belief. That is the oil which he supplies that keeps you in the true faith. Do you sense the importance of his calling you to receive it constantly? The importance of him returning and you having not rejected his very means, having not rejected the Holy Spirit who works through those means, keeping God-given faith, repentant and believing? Remember, it is Christ who is making clear the distinction made between the wise and the foolish. And that distinction is whether or not the oil is present. When the Son of Man returns, you cannot credit the God-created repentance and faith that he put in you to someone else. At that time, the word and the sacraments are what saw you through this valley of sorrows. They are what were supplied to you by the triune God's very hand, calling to you, enlightening you, sanctifying you, and keeping you in Christ Jesus. Those who despise God's word and sacraments won't even know where to turn when the bridegroom returns. They will think that they can rely on others. That is how unknowing they will be of God's gift of forgiveness. That is how far they will be in unbelief. So wander, you will, sinning here and there, even squandering God's love as if it were cheap grace. But Christ died for that abuse as well. No, that doesn't mean go out and sin all the more, but go out repentant and believing. The sin will happen as you live in your fallen flesh. Even as God brings you to do good works, they are tainted with sin. But he calls to you over and over through his word and sacraments, saying, I'm still here for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. I will always be here for you in my word and sacraments to deliver forgiveness to you. I will keep your jars full of what you need, but I cannot help you if you reject my means of grace or my spirit who is at work through them. Our Lord forgives and welcomes you and bids you come into the bridal chamber by the grace of his own merit, to bask in his loving presence and to feast upon him who is the very bread of life. This is what happens when he brings you to wait while he tarries. Do not rely on yourselves, for he will keep the watch. He is the one who never slumbers or sleeps. He is the one who will keep you focused on him who has done all that is needed. That oil will not fade nor be consumed. Have this mind about you. The future is always upon you, moment by moment. Thanks be to God for his supply of what you truly need, God's word and sacraments, whom the Holy Spirit works through, keeping you focused on Christ crucified, through whom everything has already been finished for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.